USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thanking them for their sacrifice. President Trump addressed U.S. troops stationed overseas via video link Thursday, delivering a nation's thanks for their service. He also addressed the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, saying the first shipments of coronavirus vaccine would go out as soon as next week.
We are rounding the curve. The vaccines are being delivered literally. It'll start next week and the week after. And it'll hit the frontline workers and seniors and doctors, nurses, a lot of people going to start. And we're going very quickly. Two companies already announced, a third one coming up, and a fourth and fifth one coming up soon also. So
Pfizer requested an emergency use authorization for its vaccine from the Food and Drug Administration last week. Moderna says they will ask for the same authorization by the end of November. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Denver's mayor has apologized after disregarding his own advice and traveling to spend Thanksgiving with his family. Mayor Michael Hancock urged Denver residents to stay in and avoid traveling for the holiday and then flew to Mississippi to spend Thanksgiving with his wife and daughter. He later apologized, saying his decision was made from his heart and not his head. The Democratic mayor has faced backlash from both sides of the aisle after flying out of the city just hours after sending out a tweet asking residents to avoid travel if they could. Germany is trying to convince other European countries to keep their alpine ski resorts closed while the continent struggles with a second wave of coronavirus infections. German authorities say that many Germans were infected with the virus at an Austrian ski resort during the initial outbreak back in March, and Germany has already issued travel advisories for ski areas in Austria, Italy, and Switzerland. Austria is currently in the middle of a national lockdown, which is set to be lifted on December 7th. The country's leadership have made no indication of their future plans for the nation's ski resorts. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The Baltimore Ravens were supposed to play a primetime game on Thanksgiving night against their division rivals, the Pittsburgh Steelers. That game has instead been moved for now to Sunday afternoon and looks even more likely to be postponed or canceled. Another four Ravens players have tested positive for coronavirus, and the team has closed its facility until at least Monday. There's yet been no word from the NFL about canceling or rescheduling that game. One college game scheduled for Saturday has been axed. Number 19 USC in Colorado has been canceled after the Pac-12 said the Trojans did not have enough scholarship players to play as a result of positive COVID tests and close contact quarantines. Have you ever wondered what your cat is saying? A new app says it can translate those mews into meaning. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Since reading a cat's mind is impossible, Javier Sanchez is currently developing an app called Meow Talk that promises to translate your cat's vocalizations into something humans can understand. He helped develop Amazon Alexa and now works for tech company Akvelin. And his team has found that cats often have one of nine different intents they are trying to relay when they meow. And each message has its own type of meow. Cat owners who download the app are able to record their cat's meows and then get a translation of the sound. Meow Talk is still under development and is continually being refined and updated. And if all else fails, you can always adopt a dog. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.